listener production.
Hi, it's Lachlan Itter from the Central Queensland Newsroom. The countdown is on to next week's state budget, with surplus and cost of living measures expected to be the big selling points when it's handed down by Treasurer Cameron Dick next Tuesday. Over the next few days, we'll be speaking to local politicians to find out exactly what they'd like to see included. First up is Gregory MP Lachlan Miller, whose patch is one of the biggest in Queensland. He says major mining locations like Emerald and the Central Highlands shouldn't be forgotten in this budget. The rumour is we can expect a record surplus on Tuesday, a big part of that coming down to mining royalties. How does that sit with you, given the controversy around the coal royalty scheme and I guess this transition to green energy that we're seeing?
Well, they're expected to rake in around about an extra $6 billion in coal royalties. That comes from the Central Highlands, the Bowen Basin. Yet that money gets spent down in southeast Queensland, around Brisbane, you know, for Olympic projects. We want some of that money spent back where it comes from and fixing up the roads and fixing up hospitals and education back here in the Central Highlands. But unfortunately, we're seeing most of that royalty money spent down in the southeast.
At the top of his budget wish list is funding for the beef road upgrades. That would include the sealing of hundreds of kilometres of roads and extended heavy vehicle corridors on the Dawson, Leichhardt and Burnett highways.
The federal government, prior to changing last year, committed over $400 million to the beef roads around the Central Highlands and the Central West. That means that the state government were to put in 20%. Unfortunately, the federal Labor government pushed that money out well into a couple more years later. So I'm concerned that we won't have that money for beef roads from the state government to fix up what is critical roads around the Central Highlands.
After a health-focused budget last year, the MP says Emerald needs access to renal dialysis and he'll be looking for a commitment come Tuesday.
If you have a renal condition, it means you have to travel to Rockhampton to get it. So you're travelling 3 hours one way and 3 hours back, so 6 hours in total to receive that service.
While a lot of focus has been on the highly competitive housing markets in our major centres like Rockhampton, Gladstone and Yeppoon, the Gregory MP says it's an issue with added consequences in the Central Highlands. He says the state government needs to do more to increase housing stock and it's preventing essential workers from moving to the region.
The housing crisis is here in the Central Highlands. People are finding it difficult to put a roof over their heads. We also need to have more accommodation for government employees, such as teachers, police, and people who come and work in our health system. When they come out here, we need to be able to provide them accommodation. There are plenty of jobs here in the Central Highlands, but one of the biggest issues we face is that we can't house these people so they don't take up the job.
We'll have extensive budget coverage over the coming days with Gladstone MP Glenn Butcher up next. Listen here on Listener and on Hit and Triple M across Central Queensland.